chapel downriver, in which this might have taken place. After the Romanovs were placed under house arrest in February 1917, it seems to me only natural that Tatiana's brave young lover would have been part of at least one of the many plots to rescue them. At first, it was assumed that George V would bring the family to live in the United Kingdom, but he hesitated. Who would support them? How would the order of precedence be affected at court? They were related to virtually every other European royal family, the Danish, Greek, German, and British. But in wartime, the world's attention was focused elsewhere, and shockingly, no one stepped out of line to save the Romanovs. There were several rescue attempts while they were in captivity, including the one in which Red Guard commander Vasily Yakovlev tried to redirect their train to Omsk, and another led by British merchant Henry Armistead. In the novel, I imagine Dmitri leading an attempt that goes horribly wrong, just before the fateful events of the night of the 16th to 17th of July, 1918. In fact, according to record, he joined the White Army after the October 1917 revolution and achieved the rank of captain, fighting as bravely against the Bolsheviks as he had previously fought the Germans. After rumours of the murder of the Romanov family leaked out, it is said that he lost heart and was killed at Tsaritsyn in June 1919. But what if he wasn't? What if both he and Tatiana survived? Would she have been able to convince anyone of her identity in those days before DNA testing? There were dozens of people claiming to be Romanovs, of whom Anna Tchaikovsky Anderson was the most famous. Many in the extended Romanov family took the claim seriously, while others loudly refuted them, and it led to protracted lawsuits. Perhaps Tatiana would have decided to keep her head down and get on with her life as a private citizen. Lenin almost certainly gave the order for the Romanovs to be executed, although he made sure there was no paper trail connecting him to it. At first, the Bolsheviks only admitted to killing the Tsar, but after the publication of the Sokolov Report, in 1926, they had to agree they were all dead. The chief executioner, Yurovsky, left a written account of the murders, which he is said to have greatly regretted in later life. The mass grave was first discovered in 1979. Skulls were removed from it, and their measurements used to form tentative identifications. In 1991, the grave was dug up, and bones were taken to different laboratories in Russia, the UK, and later in America. It was only in 2007 that the remains of Alexei and Anastasia, or possibly Maria, were found about 70 metres away from the original grave. DNA comparisons were carried out with a number of distant relatives, including Prince Philip of Great Britain. There is no doubt that the remains were contaminated over the years, but most experts now agree that Tsar Nicholas, his wife, and his five children were executed by Yurovsky and his team in July 1918. But what if they weren't? I believe that if any of the Romanovs were going to escape, it would have been Tatiana, who was the most level-headed and, in my opinion, the most intelligent of them all. And although Dmitri disappears from her diaries and then from the history books, surely that fits with them having a secret romance and even a secret marriage. I like to think it could have been true, that they were reunited and lived together in seclusion, far away from the lavish life of the court that neither of them particularly relished. Perhaps a memoir by the pair of them, telling of their lives together, will surface round the centenary of the 1917 revolution and civil war, just as I imagined it. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That was The Secret Wife by Jill Poole, read by Laura Kerman and Thomas Judd. This program was produced by ID Audio for Harper Audio. Text copyright Jill Poole, 2016. Production copyright 2016 by HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved. Jill Poole asserts the moral right to be identified as the author of this work. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.